parking lot here. I gotta go get me some, what do they call that stuff? Mucilex for, well, I got a headache. I'm trying to get rid of it. I'm not talking about Bernice, but I guess that's within the realm of possibility.
I'll just have... I knew you was gonna have trouble with that head first time I saw it.
Yeah, when he said something that ugly, I hurt. boy, I can't win for losing.
On one side, I'll get him on the other. How about that?
Oh, I got some sinus problems, and on the radio, another problem, pain in the gluteus maximus, I think is what they would call it.
I've got a couple of doctor's appointments myself. I got one tomorrow, as a matter of fact. I got an orthopedic appointment. And then I'm gonna have to go see a surgeon. May have to have a little surgery, a little bit minor, but if all surgery is major, the person is having it.
Those maxillofacial surgeries are rough.
Been that a long time ago.
shoot, I had to throw that out there. Well, I got a route to, I can't get Bernice to get her amateur radio license. She can do everything else in the world, and says farmers can do anything, of course, but I don't know what it is. Buy her books, send her to school, and that's what you get. She just has no interest in it. Anyways, talk to you later, Dave. Better get in there. I gotta get my mask on and don my the gear for protective gear for going in. See you later, N0TR.
Yeah, we'll get that stuff on and take care of yourself. Wash those hands when you get home. 73, N0TR, KB4CBA. KB4CBA, you back again?
Hi, Dave. Yeah, I just had to put the pedal to the metal here and get to going a little bit to get back in traffic. I couldn't find anything that... I was looking for some Mucilex DM when they had that, but turns out it's got the same thing in it that this Sudafed PE has got in it, so I said, to heck with it, I'll go home and take a couple of Tylenols.
It's a good thing to read the ingredients, because a lot of products do have the same ingredients, the same amount, and everything. So anyway, golly, Dave, I was going to ask you something here. Well, that thought's gone. So go ahead.
Thanks, Dave. All this stuff had clomping up from malate and, what the heck was that, phenylphthalein or something, 10 milligrams, and same stuff as I got, so some of them had Tylenol in them, and so I got Tylenol at home. I take a couple of those every night before I go to bed, because I can't hardly get out of bed every morning, but so life goes. Well, it's kind of neat tonight out here. Temperatures dropped some. I had 91 a while ago. Did it get any higher than that, Bernice? 95 on the weather station. It's out in the sun. But I drove the lawnmower over to my neighbor's and Chetty's garage store. He forgot it. And Boy, that sun just about cooked you there this afternoon.
I've been playing tennis since 4. It was 92 when I got out of the car. And then, of course, we didn't have any shade, so no clouds or anything. But then it was a little more humid than it was last night or yesterday evening. And of course, yesterday evening it wasn't quite as hot. I don't know what I was going to say is that you were talking about you had to put the pedal to the metal. I had a driver's ed teacher. And he told me that we were pulling out on Wade Hampton, you know, that street that you can turn on to, and if you're coming west on Wade Hampton, it used to just merge on to Wade Hampton. Now it comes to a traffic light, and so we were merging. I was merging on to Wade Hampton. It was 4-lane then, back then. And he told me to goose it, man, with a thing, that Ford, I forget what it had in it, but it had a big old, big block engine in it. And, man, he never told me to goose it again, because I put that thing, I put the pedal to the metal, and I merged in the traffic. And, of course, I've been driving since I was 11 years old, so what the heck.
Yeah, I started about 14, I guess. I drove a scooter a little bit before that, but after that it was scooters and motorcycles mostly. I went through driver's ed, but I hated it, but I had to. And if you wanted a better insurance rate or something, so I did go through that. But boring.
Was taught by the head football coach, Eastside High School. I can't remember his name. Edwards. I think it was Edwards. Comes to mind. But anyway, and he would sit there with the window rolled down and bark like a dog. And the whole time. And, you know, if he wasn't telling us to turn here or whatever. You know, if he had somebody behind the wheel like me that he knew that he didn't have to, you know, pay attention to my every move. And I don't know if he was crazy or if he was just goofing off, you know, blowing off steam, but that's what he would do. Oh, I'll tell you, those were the days. But yeah, we got a 10% discount on the insurance, and I can't remember I think it was optional at that time, but you know, what the heck, I figured, you know, if it saved my parents 10%, then, you know, I'd go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I did too. We had Ford Fairlanes to drive. Heck, Bernice started driving a tractor when she was 9, didn't you, Bernice? Something like that. And I remember, I don't remember, but they made a homemade lawnmower out of these sickle blades, and she stuck her foot under that lawnmower one time when she was trying to pull on it and start it when she was a little kid, and she still got that mark.
Well, I'll tell you that, that wasn't that fun. As my dad would say, it'll get well before you marry.
A guy I used to work with at work, he'd always say, well, think how good it'll feel when it quits hurting. Boy, they went to a whole lot of trouble over here to put up fences down here by Lake Cunningham, and I don't think they wanted people over there fishing off the bank, and there's a whole family over there fishing off the bank tonight, which I don't think's hurting a thing. But I kind of got the feeling they didn't want anybody in there. Boy, the lake is still muddy as can be.
UBG.
Hey, and for UBG, you go ahead and pick it up. I'm going to bail on you, Tom, and y'all carry on. 73s, I'm in the garage. KB4CBA, clear.
there, Tom? You doing good?
Oh, all chipped. I got a headache over my eyes. It feels like sinuses. Went out to get some pills for it, some Mucinex or something, and oh, heck, I just decided to go home and take some Tylenols, Kevin. We're just about 2 minutes out. How you been doing? I haven't heard you in a while.
I've been doing pretty good, man. Been doing pretty good. Been working second shift. My own first shift again from 9 o'clock until 5 p.m. That started today. But, yeah, just been busy, man. I just hadn't had time to do any checking in or talk to anybody or... Actually, I'm trying out a Kenwood TS-2000 right now.
Well, reports I heard they're a good radio. My personal thoughts is I'd rather have an HF radio and a separate 2-meter radio, but everybody's got their own thoughts on that, and I've heard pros and cons because... Let's say you were building an HF radio, and you put all your money into making that a refined and the best circuit that you possibly could. Well, and then you start to build another radio, and you got to put a 2-meter radio in there, so you're going to have to compromise somewhere. So my thoughts are you're better off to buy like a TS-590 SG or something like that, and... have a dedicated radio, and it's just a matter of how many pesos you got in your pocket, too. But I know Bob had one of those for quite a while, ND7J, I believe it was, and yeah, he always did real good with it, Kevin, so I don't think you could go wrong. There's a lot of guys got those. I think DJW might have one, but given my druthers, I'd rather have a separate one, because if one or the other breaks, it's kind of like the old days when you had a TV and a stereo and record player and everything all together. If one of them broke, well, you're SOL, you know?
Yeah, roger. Yeah, I still got my 2-meter rig sitting here beside of it, too. Still got my ICOM 2738 sitting here, dual band. But, I don't know. I just wanted one where I could flop backwards and forwards, and that way I could keep up, you know, with everything. And, you know, just like I say, if I was working HF or whatever, and I wanted to listen to 2 meters too, I could still do that too on the same rig. And, you know, that way I'd be more communicated than having two radios on at the same time. Which, I guess either way, it wouldn't really matter, but I don't know, this one right here does a little bit more than the Yaesu 450 I had. So I figured I'd do a little upgrade while I had the money to do it with it.
You send zero TR and we're home. Well, I think you've done good, Kevin, and like I said, there are a lot of guys had those, and it was very popular for many, many years, and I think they're still selling them, so I don't see how you could go wrong. I got to go in. I got to go get me a couple of Tylenols and call her a day, and, well, I'm glad you're getting back on first shift. I hope you are, and that way we can catch you down the line. 73, Kevin. This is N0TR.
Going out that way, Tom. You and the better half there, y'all have a good one. I'll say 73's to you. Good talking to you again. And we'll give you a holler back later on when we hear you again. Look forward to getting there talking to some people in the evening time now, and which I'm about ready to go crash because I only didn't get about 4 hours sleep last night. So going from, you know, second shift to first shift, so. Got a couple things got to go do first, but I'll say 73 is to you, and I'm fixing to go do that, and we'll talk at you again later. And I'll be clear. KN4 UBG 73s, and I'll be clear.